Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting ready for all the action in NFL, college football. Talk about some of the Saints Buccaneers preview with us, WWL TV reporter on the line now, this is Seth Lewis. Thanks so much for the time, Seth. How you been doing, man?
Been doing good. How y'all been doing?
Hey, Seth, he kind of messed that up because, man, you the hub now at Channel 4. You know, Mouton take all that time off. He got, what, 18 weeks of vacation? Man, the one guy who's there all the time, Seth Lewis, is there all the time. Tell him. Listen, I don't want to break no breaking news, but come on. You know that's true.
Look, the only part that's true is that Doug does have like 36 weeks of vacation. But other than that, he is still a hub. but look, man, we got a good team, man. I genuinely, I'm not just saying this. I genuinely love working with Doug. Same for Ricardo, Adam, Nay, who you don't see as often, but our photographer. Like we got a good team. We get along. So, man, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know you do. Ricardo, the only thing negative I got to say about him is he a Florida State fan.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what's funny? He would tell you right now that that's what's negative about him is the fact that he's a Florida State fan. He is not enjoying this season right now. I promise you that.
So when we were doing the post game for SEC games, and man, so many of them, LSU, Ricardo would always sit there, and man, we'd ride him about that Florida State team. And sometimes it was on the same time LSU was on, so we'd get on him pretty good about it, Seth. So looking at the Saints this year, Seth, I know you and I talked earlier in the season, and this sort of is what we expected. Maybe you could have pulled out a win against the 49ers. You had a chance, didn't do it. But other than that, anything you've seen that has really surprised you? Here's my big surprise. I thought they'd play better stopping the run.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think last week was the worst that it's been. You know what I mean? Like, they've had up and down weeks when it comes to, like, when it comes to stopping the run. Against the Patriots, for example, they did a decent job against stopping the run. The Seattle game was so out of hand that it really didn't matter, but, like, they didn't have a whole lot on the ground in that game either. It was more the pass rush. If you're talking about something defensively, that was wrong. It was Sam Darnold having a near perfect passer rating, and Darnold's having a great year, but still, like, you don't expect that from Sam Darnold. And so, yeah, I guess that's been surprising. But, look, Mike, you could have told me anything was going to go wrong with this season, and I probably would have said, yep, that sounds about right. You know what I mean? Because this is a team that's rebuilding. I know that's like a curse word in Metairie, but, like, rebuilding, retooling, like, re-getting it together. And there's going to be a ton of growing pains. You want things to be competitive. Things have been competitive in several games this year. And, you know, moral victories don't necessarily make you feel any better right after a game, but you want to see some positive signs. And unfortunately, against the Bears game wasn't one of those weeks where you could step away and say, man, I saw good from X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Like, maybe you saw good from X, but it just was not a great showing for the Black and Gold.
Seth, that dirty word of rebuild is not only a bad word in Metairie, it's the bad word in Matthews, in Miami, in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, nobody wants to use that rebuild word, but and we just in the starting phases of it. It's not like you that far down the road. You just kind of starting it. When do you think eventually, because we know this is going to happen, that,
yep,
okay, the losing mounts up and the pressure starts. No matter what a coach can say what he wants, the pressure starts to mount on him. I got to pull a quarterback. And when are we going to see Tyler Shupp?
So I don't disagree with not starting Shupp this week. I think that Spencer Rattler, the one thing that we've been able to say about him, or one of the things we've been able to say about him this year, is he's not the reason why they're losing. That game against the Bears is really the first time where if he wasn't number one, he was at very near the top of the list of the reason why they lost that game, you know, having four turnovers. But, like, he has been very careful with the ball. He's been good. I would not call him great, obviously. Like, he's 1-6. There were people that I think because there were some national analysts who were praising Spencer, and I saw, like, victory laps taking place, and I'm like, I would not take a victory lap for a quarterback that is 1-11 or 1-10, whatever it was at the time that it was happening. And so I think, though, because of that, you give him another week, and it's probably what results in several weeks, but you give him another week because you don't want to shatter his confidence like that. And I think that Kellen Moore genuinely believes in Spencer Rattler right now, as far as like his ability to run the offense, and that he has made improvements, and he does look a lot better this year than he did last year. Right. I think ideally what we'll see is Tyler Shupp get his first start in week 12 versus the Falcons. They obviously play at home this week against the Bucs. There's no like great time to like just pull the Band-Aid off, right? But the Bucs, one of the top teams in the NFC, that might not be who you'd want to throw your rookie to the wolves with. And then the next 2 weeks you're on the road at the Los Angeles Rams, who they look really good right now, right? And then at Carolina, who's been better. But still, both of those games being on the road. You have those next three. Then you have a bye week. I think having a bye week, giving Shupp 2 weeks to prepare for the Falcons, prepare for being a starter. He's now had 10 games to, like, watch from the sideline. And you give him 2 weeks. It's similar to, like, if you were coming out of training camp and getting ready for an opponent where you have multiple weeks to prepare for him. And it's at home, right? It gives you a boost against your rival, right, the Atlanta Falcons. And I think that that's when they decide to pull the trigger. Now he has 7 games in the season left to start. That's ample games to see if you have something. You might not be able to tell if he could be a top 10 quarterback from that, but you could tell if you want to roll with him in 2026 based on those 7 games, I believe. And so, and 5 of those 7 games are against teams that are 500 or below. And so you're getting some better opponents that, you know, you could maybe look good against some of these teams versus if you look bad against the Titans, if you look bad against the Jets, if you look bad against the Dolphins, then what does that really say about Shupp? It probably says that even if he can be something later down the line, that the Saints can't afford to go into this next draft and not get a franchise quarterback, not draft somebody in the top 5. Because if you're not having success against those bottom feeders, then that means that you're going to be drafting first or second in the draft.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Seth, one of the things that Kellen Moore has shown is that he will play rookie players. They had head coaches here before that wouldn't do it. One in particular, Jim Haslett. Jim would always complain about, well, rookies make rookie mistakes. Well, my thing is, your veterans are making rookie mistakes. So, well, why wouldn't you play the rookie player if he was the better guy? And to see, and I don't think any of us was shocked, Kelvin Banks gets the left tackle position. But you see already with Quincy Riley at cornerback, with Jonas Sanker at the safety position, and some of that certainly had to do, a big part of it certainly had to do with the injury to Julian Blackman. And, you know, Danny Stutzman getting more snaps along the way also. And now Devin Neal. Now, because of the injury, hey, you know, you're going to have to share some of the rushing load. That's the one thing I see in this that Kellen Moore has done well, is that he has given that young player that opportunity to play early in his career. And because, you know what, that's a spot for him. I want to see what he can do out on the football field.
Yeah, well, first, I'm going to try to make this story time short, if I can. After Hurricane Katrina, I moved to Opelousas, Louisiana, and I went to Opelousas Catholic, and I played basketball there. Now, I'll be honest, I wasn't great, right? Like, I was a bench player and whatnot. And I remember going to my coach one time and asking him, like, hey, what can I do to earn more playing time? And he said something like, well, you know, if you play hard and you give it your all, and, you know, we'll get you in when we can. And I knew what that meant. That meant I'm going to come in when we're up 30 or down 30 still. Like, nothing was going to change based on how hard I worked. And it would be one thing if I was on a championship team. You understand that? He was essentially telling me that I can't mess up plays, I can't dribble the ball off my foot, and I can't miss layups. Like, no disrespect to my teammates, but, like, we weren't the greatest team in the world. So it was like, wow, like, you're really telling me I can't do bad. You don't even trust me to do bad, let alone good. So it's all good. That Jim Haslett story reminded me of that. I do like that about this staff, though, that they have played their young players. That was something that Dennis Allen wasn't the best at either, if we're being honest, as far as playing some of his youth. And so I really like that. And there's been several rookies that have shown things already that's like, okay, there could be something here when it comes to building towards the future. Kelvin Banks might be the most promising player on the team, you know, bar none. You know, you look at Devin Neal, very short sample, but, like, rookie running backs usually struggle in pass protection and things of that nature early on. You saw that play where he came across and got Brisker. Like, that was an incredible play as far as pass protection. And he obviously was really good at Kansas. And Jonas Sanker has shown some good moments. He's had rookie moments too, but he's shown a lot of things to say, like, oh, he's probably going to be playing in the black and gold for a while if he continues to progress. And so, yeah, those things are all certainly positive. And I'm so interested to see how Devin Neal looks with a full game of sharing the load with Alvin Kamara, because Alvin Kamara will tell you he doesn't want to be the person that's carrying the ball 25 to 30 times. Like, he wants that duo like he had with Mark Ingram. Like, he likes that. He likes to have not limited touches, but, like, to just get enough to make an impact. And so, I would say that is one of the positives with this staff, is that they have not struggled to play their young players. And that's another one of the indications for me that, like, Chuck was always going to come at some point if this team was out of it, because they've already done that with so many of their other young guys on the roster.
When you look at the film from last week, I really thought that the DBs had a better game than when I was actually watching it. When you, I went back and watched it, I thought the DBs really had a better game than me just watching it on television. And I thought the front line had a worse game than what I, which I didn't think I could say either. Against the Bucks, one of the things they do really, really well, man, they run the football. It doesn't matter if it was Bucky Irvin in the game or Rashee Wright. They're going to run the football at you. They've seen that film, and for the Saints, you can get ready. If it's the Bucks, the Rams, you name them, they are going to come after you running the football until you stop the run. And for the Saints, it's the flip on offense. Seth, they got to be able to run the football. You got to take some pressure off of whoever is that quarterback. You got to take some of that pressure off of them and being able to run the football.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They got to be able to take some of that pressure off. I believe it was like in the first two games, Spencer Rattler had thrown like 84 passes or something like that. And it was like, man, look, no matter how much you believe or don't believe in Spencer Rattler, 84 passes through two games is not a recipe for success. The Saints have been more willing to run the ball since then, right? It hasn't always produced yards the way that, like, let's say it did against the Bills, right? But they have been more willing. But they have to have success in that. Also because so much of what the Saints like to do is also involved in play action. Well, you can't get a – you can't fake a defense out if you can't run the ball. It's like, yeah, okay. Like, he's still running for 4 yards, like 3 yards. Like, we're not worried about that. And so, yeah, they have to have more success. The run games, they will be tested. You can bet that over the next 3 weeks. They will be tested. Like, you look at Carolina, Rico Dowdle, like, the last 2 weeks has looked like the best running back in the NFL. Like, he's been unbelievable. So they have to be better at that. And part of it is because you're controlling the clock. It's so funny you mentioned how the DBs played better and the D-line played worse based on what you went back and watched. And I knew that the DBs played better because I felt like Caleb Williams was running around all day. And then I looked at his numbers and I'm like, well, he didn't do anything crazy in the game. And so those second routes, those freestyle routes that like the Patriots had killed him on the week before, right, with the amount of time that Drake May had, like, clearly they had cleaned that up. But you have to be able to get to the passer at some point. He can't have 8-10 seconds to throw the ball. But, yes, it all really starts, though, with running the ball and stopping the run, because that's how you control time of possession. That's how you control the game. That's how you win the line of scrimmage.
I'll throw you an LSU question, and it's similar, sure, to because of the inability to run the football consistently well. And many got breakdowns in pass protection. When I think of Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, the two things come to mind is Brian Kelly was like turning out offensive linemen almost like on a conveyor belt. Okay. Every year there were two or three guys. And yet that team was known for its running the football, wasn't known for throwing it. And also to the tight ends, how they got their tight ends so involved. They did a lot of 12 personnel, two tight ends, sometimes even 13 personnel with three tight ends. And yet their inability to run the football, because you and I've talked about this before, but with Jaden Daniels, he masked their inability to run the football for 2 years. Yeah, everybody was, well, look what they put up. No, look what Jaden was doing. Jaden did that, a lot of that on his own. And now, when they get short yardage, Luke Augusta's sitting with me now. We watch the end of that game. Caden Durham takes off. I said, oh, no, I hope they don't catch him. They'll never score at the one-yard line. Sure enough, get to the one-yard line, what happens? First play, stomped. Second play, got a guy. It was a great play call, but they got people in motion. Third and fourth, nothing. You got to kick a field goal. This team is not good in short yardage, red zone situations, running the football. And that is a direct opposite of what Brian Kelly was known for at Notre Dame.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I do think, like, as – and I don't think there's any way around it but to say that, like, the injury has affected Garrett Nussmeier. Like, the offense looked a lot better last week than it had, right? But still, like, the injury affects him, and you're talking about it's affecting him, and he's a pocket passer in a day and age where most college quarterbacks, as well as most pro quarterbacks, like the Matthew Staffords of the world, are like they're like endangered species. You know what I mean? Like Joe Burrow, like nobody thinks of him like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson as far as athleticism. But like Joe Burrow can get loose and get you a first down. He can pick up 7-8 yards with his legs. Same for like a Patrick Mahomes. That has been one of the biggest things, and unfortunately, I think that's a part of why they haven't been able to run the ball, as well as maybe some of their running back talent not developing the way that they expected.
Seth, appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and hopefully we have a happier winning weekend for both teams.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all having me.
Thank you, Seth.
Seth Lewis, WWL-TV sports reporter, joining us there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.